Alright, hey guys, welcome back to Your Dick is Bigger Than Mine. That is the game show where your dick is always bigger than mine. And I am, of course, your host, Dan Classic. And in case you forgot, after four seasons and five episodes, let me tell you again what happens on this show. I always have one contestant on each episode, and each episode's about 1 minute long, about the long of my dick. And, in case you were unaware, my penis is 1 centimeter long and 1 centimeter wide, and if your dick just so happens to be smaller than mine, you get the grand prize of $1 million. Nobody's done it yet after 90-something episodes, but I have a big hunch that today my new guest and contestant will have something to prove, you know? And honestly, we don't have enough money to award multiple first place winners. So once somebody wins, the show's over, and the show will no longer be going on. So, yeah, let's have our first contestant to come up here. Hey, Michael, come
Hello.
On up. Hey.
Hello.
So, in case you weren't aware, you unzip your pants.
Okay.
So zip it up. Unzip it. Zip. All right. And then I unzip my pants. Zip. All right. Oh my god.
As you can see. I was born without a penis.
No.
I am a man.
It's inverted though. Yeah, I can see there's something there. Yes. But it's
I am actually in the negatives.
This has never happened before, actually.
I'll take my $1 million.
You have an inverted penis.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That means you
lose. What's happening?
That means you lose.
Wait. Your penis is growing. It's coming out of its shell, like a turtle. It's had stage fright for a second. Oh my god, it's like 2 centimeters. How
no. No,
you're still bigger than me.
I want my $1 million there, sir.
Alright, fine, but it's a technicality. Just understand that you won under a technicality and this isn't real, but you get the $1 million.
Technicalities are great.
That's fine, this show's over now.
Okay, I'm leaving.
In fact, this show never should have started.
Goodbye.
Alright, hey guys, welcome back to Power Play Podcast. I'm, of course, your host, Spider Junkie, but you can call me Jake. And here with me, I have my good friend Michael.
Well,
and I know you've heard him a lot on the podcast, ever. I plug his shit without him even asking, or I even asking to.
Because I'm awesome.
Because I'm a sucker. Because
you have to plug my podcast, or yours wouldn't be good.
I'm not even just plugging your podcast, I'm just plugging you as a person. Oh yeah, you've been on this before. For like a 5 minute segment, but it was just like really brief.
Oh yeah,
you've never actually been on it in person. You're actually here with me. I can touch you. I can actually fondle your naughty bits for a second.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're back. What happened this week, Michael?
Episode 32.
The 16. Episode 16.
Wow, that's funny. I got double.
You did actually. That's weird.
Yeah,
that's very weird. Anyways, in case you don't know who Michael is, go back and listen to all my other podcast episodes, because I think I've done at least half of the episodes that I've talked about you and them, which is weird.
Because I'm awesome.
Because
and it makes your thing better.
I don't know if it enhances it in any way. If not, it makes it worse. So, what happened this week? Well, not much. I don't have anything to tell you other than, I didn't have anything special happen.
Pretty boring.
I mean, last week I fucking,
regular person
got carded for, getting alcohol when I didn't even know it. I got accused for buying and, making meth. Yeah. This week was kind of boring compared to that.
I went to a restaurant and I was offered alcohol.
Really?
Yeah.
They thought you were old enough? Well, I mean, you got a full beard, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, look at me. I'm a baby face. I got a little peach fuzz.
Peach fuzz.
Yeah. And it's all patchy. Patchy the Pirate. And what movies did you watch this week, Michael? And speak up, by the way.
But what if I don't wanna?
Speak up.
I watched, I can't remember the name of it now, what was it called?
The I Internet's had it written right here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, The Internet's
The Internet's
Own Boy.
Own Boy.
Yeah.
Which is a story about the founder of Reddit.
Yes.
Aaron Schwartz.
And it's a documentary.
Or how do you say his last name?
Yes. I have no idea.
Yes, it's documentary. It was a good one, too.
Yeah. I've only watched maybe two documentaries, and they're pretty fun.
Yeah, this one was really good. I liked it. It was about an hour and 40 minutes.
What is it, 20?
Hour and 20, hour and 40, I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Somewhere around. It was good. Time went by fast.
Yeah. So if you're a fan of, I guess, Reddit, you'll probably like it, right?
Which, as we know, everyone's been to Reddit at least once.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're a
statistically,
person,
yes, you probably have.
If you're a person,
been
you've been to Reddit once.
Yeah, unless you're just
if
a toddler.
If you've never been to Reddit, well, you're... fuck you.
As long as you have opposable thumbs, you could be on Reddit right now.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, I go on 50-50.
Some people probably are on Reddit right now.
Probably. Just why you're listening to this fucking podcast. Yeah.
It's a little...
Get a job! Sorry.
It's a little mean. Slightly.
The only documentary that I actually like really like was this documentary called I Am Santa Claus. And it just followed four different like mall Santas. And it was pretty much like all they did.
What?
Like they lived...
They lived Santa.
Like the entire year, they were Santa Claus. Whether they did like
for the documentary or they really,
no, this was actually
every
their
year
life.
They did
this was their why? Life. I think the documentary like followed one that was year round Santa.
Only one month.
I know. Yeah, I know. They were like, oh god, it was weird.
Let me Christmas should only be one month.
I don't know. I kind of
if you were playing Christmas music before Halloween.
Hey man, Christmas in July, man. Christmas in July, man.
Christmas music should be played on December 1st.
Okay.
And it should cease on December 31st.
Oh, you think it should be played that early? In December?
Yeah, December 1st.
I figured you would be like the stickler where like, it's only played
no.
December 24th and 25th and that's it.
No, my opinion is Christmas is 1 month.
Okay.
Christmas is December. December is Christmas.
Sure, sure.
Just like November is Thanksgiving, October is Halloween. Right. I would say January's New Year's, but not really. New Year's is pretty much like 2 or 3 days.
I'd say, sure. Yeah. But what if a month has two holidays in it? I don't give you an example.
Give me an example.
I think St. Patrick's Day and Easter would be like they're
yeah, but they don't
the
like.
Same month.
I'm thinking of stuff that has like specific like music for it. I'm guessing. Like, Thanksgiving kind of has music for it. Halloween
yeah,
has
like
music
like love
for
songs
it.
And shit like that.
Yeah, like
garbage.
Like, February's Valentine's Day. And
my birthday.
Sappy crap.
Yeah, sure. But it doesn't really have, like, an actual, like, I guess, theme song? I mean, Christmas music isn't really a theme song
but
there
like,
are certain ones that are, like, kind of, like,
Valentine's
just
Day
known.
Has just, like, all the sappy songs and
sure.
crap like that.
Like, boy bands and garbage
sure.
like that. I listen to NSYNC on Valentine's Day when I'm alone.
Sure.
I'm not ashamed of admit that. What was I saying?
I can't remember.
I don't care. So, the movie that I watched this week was Horns. And it's...
Horny at the time?
It actually got me there.
Oh, my God.
mostly because it was Daniel Radcliffe in it.
Oh, wow.
So, it's this
gotta
movie about...
Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like his hairy bottom, too.
Was his name Harry in the movie?
No.
Oh, they missed
I can't remember what his name was.
It
was like
Harry.
It was like Z or Zed or... I don't know.
Should have been Harry.
It should have been Harry.
And not even for Harry Potter.
Or maybe
Potter,
his last name could be Harry. That'd be funny.
Just horn.
Horny Potter. All right, so, sorry. So this movie is about this guy who does bad shit, and then he gets cursed somehow, and then he wakes up with horns, like, growing out of his head, and then he can, like, can somehow, like, hear what people think, like, their actual true emotions inside of them.
That's
interesting.
Cool.
It's a pretty good movie.
That's
and
cool.
You can, like, see their true selves, even though, like, they're being fake, and they're just like, yeah, it was weird. But it was fun.
He could never be lied to.
Right.
Much, basically.
Like he can hear what they're saying,
but he hears the truth instead of lies.
Like, at one point, this is... I mean, I don't really care if I spoil anything, but it's, like, it's a small thing. He goes to his mother after, like, being away from home for a while, and then she says, oh, whatever your name is, I can't remember. I'm so happy to see you, and stuff like that. And then, like, she starts saying some bad shit, like, the actual stuff that she really feels. She's like, oh, you're a disgrace to this family.
Oh, so, like,
you're a fucking awful
son, and
shit like that.
When she wasn't talking... For him, she was still talking, but she was saying, like,
she pretty much just kind of told him how she really felt, but she would never say that otherwise.
So, yeah, basically...
They're actually talking to you, but you don't, like, actually, like, see it.
Yeah, basically. So he can't be lied to.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, you say something,
but it's
he
just
hears
really
the truth
harsh
if it's a lie.
It's really harsh.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy.
That's interesting.
It's a really good movie. It's on Netflix. It's pretty good.
I have to check
it's
that
probably
out.
The best thing he's done since Harry Potter.
Was it Radar?
Yes.
We did Broadway there for a long time.
I didn't see that. The place? No, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
he got naked for that. I actually saw the naked part.
I
looked up his
did.
Portion of his dick. That's about it, though.
Yeah. He did, he did Broadway during Harry Potter.
Speaking of dicks,
or after Harry Potter.
Yeah, I know. And he also did The Woman in Black, too. Which wasn't bad.
I didn't see it.
It was a horror movie. It's not bad.
I didn't see it. I'm not big in horror.
I know you're not. But I am. I love it. Yeah, so those are both pretty great movies. I'm going to go watch that one, and you should go watch this one.
You're going to watch the one I saw?
Yeah. Go watch Horns, then. Netflix. It's on Netflix. It's pretty nice.
I'll have to check it out.
It came out around my birthday last year, I think.
Cool.
Yeah, not bad. Oh, this year.
February 19th?
Yeah, this year. Yeah.
When's my birthday?
Don't say my birthday. November 10th.
Yeah.
Yeah! I'm surprised you got mine.
Finally got it right.
Yeah, fuck you. Same to you, okay? Like, we were both really bad that one day.
Well, yeah. Trying to show me up, not even getting my birthday right.
Yeah, I know. It was bad.
Anyway.
And I thought it was funny that you said the date of Fallout 4 coming out, and he's like, oh, that's the same day as my birthday, and I didn't even, like, register that it was the... Yeah, fuck you.
Oh. Gave him all the hints and actually even said my birthday, and he still didn't say it, right?
Yep.
Anyway.
I didn't even... All right, so anyways, on to the first topic, because there's not really anything, like, crazy cool that happened this week. There's some new Pixar films that came out this week, that came out from D23, awesome. Which I still want to see. The Captain America footage that they showed.
You can probably find it online somewhere.
Nope. I've tried multiple times. What they are it? Worldwide was it? Was it deleting
from,
it.
Was it from Infinity War?
No, it's or from Civil War.
Civil War.
Civil War. Yeah, fucking, they had...
I didn't know if it was footage from Infinity
the only
War,
thing
that
they...
That
yeah, that's true. The only thing that they would give away was the description of the trailer, which is fine.
What was the description?
It was actually like a play-by-play of what happens in the trailer, but I want to fucking see it.
What was the description? What happened?
It was like, Hawkeye says this, Falcon says this, Captain America blows up a thing,
Falcon.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Falcon.
Who's that?
The black guy. That's Captain America's sidekick, pretty much.
Oh, I've never seen a Captain America movie, so I wouldn't know.
Oh my god. You haven't even seen Winter Soldier?
No, I've seen, we've been over this. I've seen Avengers and Avengers 2.
Falcon's in Avengers 2.
Was he? Oh yeah, he was, that's right. I've seen Avengers.
He helps him out.
I've seen Avengers and Avengers 2, that's
And now he's an Avenger.
That is the Marvel Cinematic Universe that I've seen. That's it.
You fucking scum.
I've seen parts of Iron Man 3.
Parts of it?
Yeah. Like,
why?
Probably 20 minutes of it.
No. So you saw the intro and then a little bit into it?
Well, no. I saw like 20 minutes right dead center.
Oh, okay.
Action stuff. Okay. But, yeah.
I fucking hated Iron Man 3. I really did.
It was okay.
I mean...
What I saw was okay.
20 minutes that you saw. I don't want to talk about it. Anyways, so... The films that got kind of, I guess, confirmed, they were already... Some of them were already
well,
out there.
Well, Toy Story 4 was rumored.
Yeah, they already said that they were pretty much going to do
but
it.
But then it's officially, when you type in Toy Story 4, it's got a picture and everything for it.
Yeah, that's true. So, like a poster and all that shit.
Yeah, so
it's... And actually, I got a synopsis of what they were talking about, like the love story between...
Oh, really?
Woody and Bo Peep.
Really?
It's really going to be a romantic comedy.
I went to IMDb and there wasn't posted anything on there.
Really?
Yeah,
no, that's what they were talking about. Like that was gonna be the actual.
But yeah, that's officially announced, and I heard about that like, a couple days ago.
Yeah,
two or three.
Yeah, and then fucking Cars 3 is coming out too.
And I loved Cars.
I was mild towards the first one.
I haven't seen the second one. The
second one's awful.
Like,
don't watch it.
I'll throw this out there.
It tries to be a spy like movie like that.
I loved Cars, and my dad loved Cars too. So much that
but
I
he loved
have...
Cars as well, or Cars the second
one? No, Cars as well.
Okay.
The first one.
Okay. Cars 2.
And I, so much that I have probably around the number of 130 of the, like, collector cars that they were selling.
Oh, I have some of those too, actually.
Yeah.
I have, like, a big bin full of Hot Wheels and those cars.
I have like, two... boxes of those,
okay.
And then like a box of those that
are there
on,
even a hundred
on
to collect?
Open. Oh yeah, I think they ended up coming out with a like on the low-lying 300s.
How are that many?
Well,
cars
that
in
that,
the
that was between Cars and Cars 2.
I still don't believe that. That's crazy.
Well, you gotta think they were doing literally almost any car that people saw.
I guess
so, like,
so.
Even in the crowd during the race.
Oh my god!
Like there were a few cars up there that they were releasing. But they didn't make as many of them, so they're like more rare. So
see, with 300, I figured that it would be like every car in the Cars universe. That even if it didn't talk, it's still a collector's thing.
What well, no, they, yeah, they did. Pretty
oh
much.
My god, that
I mean,
sounds.
They said
I would
they,
only want
they
the ones that
rendered,
actually like the main character. Probably.
They said they rendered over like 8,000-9,000 cars during that movie.
That's crazy.
So I mean, they could make all of them, but
here,
I don't think they sell anymore now.
Let me tell you why you shouldn't go see Cars 2.
Well, I know why.
Mater is. An undercover agent.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, yeah.
But I mean, like,
it's really.
I know, like, a lot of people liked Cars because
Cars 1's fine.
Mater.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because Larry the Cable Guy. Sure.
Yeah.
He's likably stupid.
And, you know, it's funny saying Mater. It doesn't sound like I'm thinking like that wasn't his name.
That's his name.
Sounds so dumb, but yeah, that was his name. And but
Mater
I like
the tow
like,
truck.
Like yeah, like tow Mater.
Damn
it, Disney. But, like, Disney made the little shorts with Mater in them.
Yeah.
Like, on Disney Channel or whatever.
When he goes to the moon.
He goes to the moon. He's a monster. He turns into a monster truck.
Yeah, which is
and
crazy.
And those were really cool.
Yeah, those
I like
okay.
those. But a whole movie
they should make
where
a movie
he's
all about something insane like that, though.
Well, like,
keep it
whole,
to the same.
Like, yeah, because it wasn't even racing. It was, like, spies that the second
I mean,
movie.
The second one is about racing. It's more about, like,
even Lightning McQueen
like
was
like, Indy 500 shit like that.
Yeah, but
like,
Lightning McQueen was even a spy, wasn't he?
I think so.
But, okay,
I don't. I, honestly,
right
I've kind of blocked most
also
of it, but
said,
I know, like,
it was about the Indy 500, but didn't the whole movie take place in Europe?
Yeah, it was, like, in France.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. The Indy 500 is in Indianapolis.
I don't think it was Indy 500. I'm just saying, like, it was something like that.
I honestly think it was Indy 500.
I don't think so.
I think I remember them saying
they wouldn't be that stupid.
I don't know. Anyway.
Anyways, they might be. So Cars 3, I have no idea what this is going to be about. It might take place on planet Mars.
Hey, maybe they'll make it better. I'd be happy if they made it more
like
the first one.
I mean, hey, I'd be okay with that too.
But the second they start popping kids out of it.
I mean, honestly,
no. You know they're going to.
Little
it's
baby
Disney.
Cars.
You know it. You know they're going to.
Lightning Who's
going to
have
Queen.
A kid? Like,
Lightning
McQueen
and
that chick?
Sally are going to have
is that
kids.
The name of her?
I think
okay.
that was her name. They're going to have...
Is Mater going to have anybody's
They're going to have new cars
oh
instead of
God.
Used cars.
Oh, God. It's going to be...
Gonna
and
gonna
then it's
going
to spot off a new series called, like, yeah, Cars the Next Generation and shit like
well,
that.
Well, you know what's going to happen, and as soon as they do that...
Cars
it's
Nitrous.
It's going to be so dumb.
It's going to be so stupid. How do they have sex? Do they stick their, like, their nozzle pump in their gas holes?
Sure.
Okay.
Anyway,
oh no! It's their muffler. Like, the girls have mufflers and the guys have gas holes. Anyway, so Incredibles 2 got announced, which was already kind of announced, but it's confirmed fully that
and
it's going to be happening.
Hopefully,
which is the only one I really care about.
Hopefully, it's about. There's been rumors of.
Is it going to be about Mole Man? Or
I think yeah.
Because at the very end of Incredibles 1, he like comes out. I am the Mole Man, and then
rumors,
they just kind of left it at that.
There's rumors that. Mr. and Mrs. Incredible are older now.
Yes.
And
okay.
And the
it just makes sense because it's been so long.
And the kids
now.
Are adults. All
right.
And something happens to Mr. and Mrs. Incredible, and the kids have to go save.
Okay, I wouldn't mind that.
Their parents.
That'd be cool.
But then there's also rumors that it's going to take place immediately after Incredibles 1.
Yes.
And it's going to involve Mole Man.
I kind of want the first one you said.
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of
even
cool.
Though it would make sense to do that one as well.
I think it would be kind of cool if. Mr. and Mrs. Incredible were taken,
put the
and the three kids, Violet
and
Dash
and
Jack were older.
Which
like
be
Jack
like,
Jack would
like
be
10 by
Jack
now.
Jack would be probably a teenager,
yeah,
and
maybe.
They would be adults.
Yeah, I guess it's been 2004, man.
Yeah,
and it's coming out in 2017 or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
and if they play the Toy Story thing, it would be 14 years later or 13 years later or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it'd be cool, like, if they were kidnapped, it'd be kind of cool if someone kidnapped them, but then the person that was helping the person that kidnapped them was Syndrome.
That'd be crazy.
Like Syndrome still has that chip on his shoulder.
And now he's like an old man or something like that.
Well, he's older.
He's older.
I mean,
he was younger.
He would be younger than Mr.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, because he was younger in the movies. So.
Yeah, Mr. Incredible would be like in his 60s
was,
or whatever, Syndrome would be like
yeah.
probably 40
because he was
whatever.
Like his fanboy at the very beginning.
Yeah, so it'd be kind of cool like if Syndrome was like back in the back. Like, don't make him the villain. Don't end up turning it around and making him the main
guy. But he'll be like the Sith Lord and then Darth Vader's the main guy.
Yeah,
like he's like pulling the strings,
or make Syndrome kidnap him and have the main villain someone behind.
Yeah,
him.
Just have him be like a side character
yeah.
or a side villain. Just kind of like yeah, here's a little
because
a little
like,
nudge to that. There
like it would bring back like all the characters that everyone liked.
And nostalgia.
Like, everyone liked
a little bit
Syndrome.
Of nostalgia.
A lot of people
nostalgia.
Liked Syndrome.
Yeah, yeah I know.
That and the whole Disney Infinity's bringing Syndrome.
Oh, really?
And
oh, that's
3.0.
Right. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
So I mean, I don't know. Maybe. There's gonna be something there with
maybe
with that.
That'd be cool.
Or
if
it could just be
tied in, maybe.
They're looking for characters to add, and that was one they hadn't added, so they just thought, okay.
Yeah, like
but,
everybody likes Syndrome. Here
yeah,
you
but
go.
He was the only character from Incredibles that they brought back too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's weird.
Oh, that they brought to it, but I think they already have.
I thought they already had like the
I think
entire
they already
lineup,
have the
Mr. Incredible,
yeah.
Mrs. Incredible.
I don't think they have Jack yet, though.
You know what? I think the Incredibles story is actually a better Fantastic Four.
Yes.
And it's pretty original, even though it is kind of like the Fantastic Four, like in, except for the woman
Dash.
Is Mr. Fantastic.
The woman's Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
The thing is
Mr. Incredible.
Mr. Incredible.
Mr. Fantastic.
So, is Mr. Incredible.
Dash is like the Flash, which isn't Fantastic Four, but it's still
yeah.
it's still already
that,
like
Jack is Human Torch, and then Violet is Invisible Woman.
Yeah, I mean Jack actually had a few different powers. The flame on was part
well,
of it. But,
well, Jack.
But yeah,
was,
in this scheme of things, he would.
Jack
be
Jack was all four of them combined.
Yeah, that's right.
And I feel like Actually, thinking about it, I feel like that would be a really interesting story if Jack-Jack... Because remember, Jack-Jack got in the Jack-Jack Attacks story arc.
I never watched that.
You never watched that?
I never watched that. Well, you always told me about it. I'm like, I never...
That one's the one where like they kind of revealed like what almost all his powers were.
Really?
Okay. But like, I feel like... Well, watch it then. I feel like at the end, remember, Syndrome takes Jack-Jack?
Hmm?
Yes. And whatever, I feel like that would be a cool story arc if Jack-Jack turned evil.
That would be cool.
Because then it would be like...
He's like... And like, then he like takes
we
him
want,
as...
Well,
yeah.
No. Not even that. Just he turns evil and it's like they want to stop him, but he's family.
Right.
So they don't
they
want to
hurt him. Because
they don't want to hurt
him because
he's
their little child.
They don't want to hurt him, but they have to stop him somehow.
That would be pretty good.
That'd be a really
I
cool
wouldn't
story
mind that.
Arc. Actually, make that, Disney. I want that.
You're fucking listening to this.
Incredibles 3.
Or
Incredibles 2. Or
Incredibles 2. I mean, if you're still, you know... They're probably already animating the shit.
2017? Yeah, they're probably...
Yeah, they're already done with this whole story now.
They've wrote it.
Yeah,
already.
At least at the very least. Yeah, that would be great.
You spelled Dory wrong.
Oh, fuck, I did. Yeah. Did I?
It's
oh,
why.
Yeah, it's why. Yeah. Yeah, damn it. Oh, yeah, Finding Dory is going to get... that was already really, like...
That was
because Ellen DeGeneres...
That was announced, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's been in the works for a while.
I'm stoked for it. My only problem is I feel like it's going to be incredibly repetitive.
What do you mean?
Because, well, it's weird, because...
Do you think it's going to have the same, like, kind of plot line?
Well, it's weird, because reading the plot line, it's not Finding Dory.
Right.
I mean, so they stuck with the Finding just because it's part of the...
Yeah, it's a sequel.
It's part
it's
of
Finding
the Finding Nemo franchise.
Sure.
But they're not, like...
And the next one's going to be called Finding Marlin.
Well, when they announced Finding Dory, everyone thought, oh, Dory's going to get lost and they have to find her.
Yeah,
that's really repetitive.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, she does have that, like, short-term memory loss or whatever it is.
But reading the plot for it, Dory and Marlin, or Dory runs into her family or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And starts remembering things about her family, because remember in the first one she couldn't remember.
Yeah, she doesn't remember anything.
So she runs into these people, or these fish.
These people.
These fish.
Yes.
And she starts remembering things about her family, and it turns out these fish are her family.
All
right. And
do they look just like her, or is it just like, oh,
I don't know.
We're inbred.
But then it said in the story, or in the plot, that Dory and Marlin go to find Dory's family.
Right.
So I'm assuming something along the line
of... Their next mission.
She sees her family, doesn't realize it's them, then she starts remembering her family.
And Marlin's like, are you stupid?
Well, no, it's
you
like...
You look just like you.
Well, yeah, like...
Is Nemo going to be there too? Because, I mean,
I'm assuming he's
there.
But, like, he starts to remember her family, and then they're like, oh, wait, that was my family, and they go to try to find them or
now,
whatever.
See, like, whenever you say that, I get, a thing where it's going to be like, that's so Raven, and she gets, like, a flash, like, in her mind, it's like, wait a minute, this is going to happen. And then she gets, like, some kind of superpowers or whatever.
I think it'll be a good story. I mean,
I hope so.
I loved Finding Nemo.
Yeah, yeah.
It was great.
And again, that was, like, 2002, 2003?
It was one of Disney's...
pretty big hits.
It's in my top 10.
Yeah, it's pretty big hit.
To my top 10.
Wasn't that Pixar too? It was Pixar.
It's Disney Pixar.
Yeah. So fuck yeah. Except for Cars 3. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm stoked for all of them.
I'm a little on the edge about Toy Story 4, but it'll be okay.
Toy Story
probably.
4, I will see it because I love the Toy Story franchise.
Yeah, I'm still going to go watch it, but I may or may not like it.
I still believe that they should have stopped at 3 because the whole...
It was a good wrap-up.
The whole ending to it.
Yeah, it was a good
with
stuff.
With them going in and the crane picking them out.
Yeah.
Like, I literally thought the way they were going to end it was the toys were going to die. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was
and
wow, Disney got dark.
And the fact that they got traded to a new person,
yeah,
and
I was like,
Annie's away,
wow.
I mean, that's
I was
pretty
like, wow, this
good
is a
stop.
Perfect
so, yeah.
stop to it.
Like, it's a good ending. It's a good, they kind of cap like, off to everything that's happened.
But it was like, I trust John Lasseter.
Sure.
Like, he says that the only movies he makes
are movies
that he knows are going to be good.
Right.
Which has been true. Every movie he's made has been great.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping that this movie that they're making is going to be just as good
but
as
the way
rest.
It's being, like, I know, proposed, it sounds
comedy.
Weird. Yeah.
It's a kid's
between
movie.
Woody and Bo Peep. How are they going to do
sense.
That for an entire... It does.
But where'd Bo Peep
why?
Go? She disappeared.
Yeah,
remember?
She did.
She got sold to a new owner. She got sold at the art sale.
It's gonna be the entire story. It's them getting back together. And then it's gonna be like, oh my god, I've always loved you. Why haven't I said anything this whole time?
As long as it's
all been flirty confrontation.
Are you singing?
Yeah, I don't know.
As long as Buzz and Jessie get together.
Oh yeah, where'd she go?
She's still there.
She is?
Yeah,
was she in 3?
Yeah.
What? don't remember her.
You don't remember her in 3?
I don't remember her in 3
the whole time. Yeah, she
I just fucking... I totally blocked her out then.
Like, 3 was more around Buzz and Woody again.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely towards the end, but...
And then Lotso was a big part of it, too. He's a fucking serial killer.
Is it... There better be someone evil. There's been an evil in every movie.
Yeah, some... Yeah, but it's mostly been, like, Zorg?
It was Sid. It was,
Oh, yes, it was pretty
funny. It was, Sid. It was,
Lord Zader.
No, the second one was, Prospector.
Oh, right.
And then it was Lotso. So there has to be an evil person in 4.
Yeah, there will be.
Having an evil person makes it not a romantic comedy anymore.
Yeah, I guess so.
You can't classify it
as
a romantic.
Sure, because there'll be like some kind of like thing they have to solve, and then they overcome it with love. They overcome it with love.
I don't know. I'm so skeptical, but I hope it's good.
I hope so. All right. So our next topic is the Ben Affleck trilogy being made, and he is directing.
Yeah,
Ben Affleck himself.
No, you're kidding.
I'm not joking.
You're kidding,
Michael.
Oh my God.
He has signed on.
Shoot me.
Why?
Now.
Okay,
shoot me
he
now.
Has some good movies that he's directed under his belt.
What?
Fargo.
Yeah.
He directed. What was the other one that was really great?
See nothing. Can't you remember?
Hold the fuck up. He directed The Town. Can't remember if he directed it or he co-directed, but he's still that's a pretty great movie.
That's
a good movie.
That's an okay movie. It's an okay movie.
Can you at least admit that he's a good actor?
Oh no, not at all.
Why?
I hate Ben Affleck.
Have you seen Gone Girl?
No.
Gone Girl's great.
I don't want to see.
I thought you saw Gone Girl.
No, I was going to. I was going to, and we didn't watch it.
We watched it eventually, but you just weren't there.
I guess I was there or something.
Yeah, Gone Girl's great. Fargo's great. The Town's
Fargo
amazing.
Town.
Armageddon's great.
I give The Town about a 6 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'd say about an 8.5, maybe a 9. It's great.
You know what? I'll give it a 6.2 to 7.
Okay, now take
10.
Ben Affleck out of the picture. What do you give it now?
Oh, about an 8 or 9.
You're an asshole. You're an asshole. I actually like Ben
Affleck. I hate Ben. I don't like him.
So you don't think the new Batman v Superman movie is going to be good? Because of that
I
reason?
I think it will be good because of Batman. But not Ben. You know what? I've heard this said before, and I agree with 100%.
Right.
Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne, brilliant.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck as Ben Affleck as Batman.
Bruce
awful.
Wayne as Batman, great,
awful.
Fantastic,
awful.
Because he's of course.
Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne will be good. He looks like an amazing Bruce Wayne. But
you don't
as
think
Batman,
he looks like a Caped Crusader?
No, he does not.
He's
look,
got the chin
no.
though. That's all you need because that's all that can be shown.
I don't want the chin though.
Why don't you?
I mean,
everybody,
not,
a lot of people want the
it's
chin.
It's not that I don't want the chin. It's I don't want the Affleck.
Affleck.
I'm
totally all for Ben Affleck being Batman, but we don't know yet how it's going to be. He could surprise us, Michael. I mean,
you know what?
I'm already for him.
He could.
But he could surprise you.
He could.
Yeah.
I didn't. Granted, I didn't see until later.
Okay.
But when people told me that Chris. What's his name?
Chris Evans?
I always switch their names. Christian Bale.
Okay, yeah.
I keep wanting to call him Christopher Nolan.
Chris Bale?
I keep wanting to call him Christopher Nolan. When everyone told me that Christian Bale was going to be Batman, I thought the same thing almost.
Really?
Oh my God, this is going to be awful.
Really?
It's going to be a bad
Why did
Batman.
You think that?
I didn't really like, I hadn't seen any movies that I thought he was good in.
Oh. The main one that
like
I like
American him. Psycho
that was my favorite
about the only one that in my opinion he was kind of good
he
in
he was great
and I thought oh my God that he's going to ruin the name of Batman
my God
yeah and
wow.
Honestly now that I've seen almost all of 2 and 1 and 3
I can't believe you've seen all of 2
I love the Joker and I haven't seen all the Joker parts. I've
Why?
Missed almost half of the beginning of Joker. I've seen the end.
I let you borrow my trilogy Blu-ray pack for like 3 months or more.
But anyway, like I thought the same thing about Christian Bale. And
okay, so you're saying that even though you thought that, you
I
now
thought
your
Christian
opinion
Bale,
has changed.
I thought Christian Bale was going to be awful as Batman. I thought he was going to ruin the name of Batman.
Okay. And now you think the same thing about Batman.
And Christian Bale is probably one of my favorite Batmans.
Yeah, he's great.
Behind Keaton.
Yeah, Michael Keaton's pretty.
Keaton's my favorite Batman.
George Clooney's my least favorite.
Keaton Batman's my favorite. We're talking for like movies on a movie standpoint.
Yeah, right. Not Adam West. He's out of the picture.
Keaton's
for this,
my
but
favorite.
He's
Bale is next.
Okay.
Those are my top two.
Okay.
For for everything, okay. like including TV, it would have to be Keaton, Adam West, Christian Bale, for including yeah. TVs in that.
And then George Clooney's just up on his own.
George Clooney is
just playing
is
with
like,
his bat nipples.
George Clooney is like number 50 out of the.
Out of the four?
Out of the 10 Batman that there probably have been. Yeah. He's like, no. Actually, let me take this back.
Well, there's been plenty of, like, voice actors.
Out of all the Batman, mm-hmm. out of all the Batman.
Batman.
My favorite is definitely Kevin Conroy. He beats
yeah,
everyone.
He's a great voice for Batman.
He is yeah. the Batman.
Yeah.
Like, if you have
He's
anything,
the definitive Batman voice.
If you have anything to do with Batman,
video games,
animated,
cartoons. Yeah,
animated,
that,
pretty
yeah.
much.
And also, yeah.
it's always, it's all Keaton. It's always, I forgot his name already.
Kim Conroy.
Yes, thank you, Kim Conroy.
You just said it.
I know. He is,
oh, by the way,
by far the best.
Speaking of, did you know that Zach Galifianakis is going to be voicing the Joker
yes.
in the
yes.
Lego Batman movie?
Yes, I saw that.
Along with Will Arnett?
Yeah, I saw that.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, and then Mark Hamill, obviously,
is the definitive
always
Joker.
The definitive
yeah,
Joker, and will always be the definitive Joker. Yeah. And when it comes to movies, obviously, it's a fight. It depends on how you like the Joker. If you like Joker as a funny character,
yeah.
most people will go with Nicholson. But if you like Joker
sure.
as a serious like psycho character,
yeah.
they go with Heath Ledger.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I get that.
And I'm the same way.
I'm more of the Ledger than Nicholson.
Yeah.
Even though I do like the Nicholson character,
I love the Nicholson character on a sense of more comic booky.
Yeah.
But
definitely
when,
is more
when it
yeah.
comes to if the Joker was a real person,
right?
I definitely feel like he would go towards the Heath Ledger.
Yeah, because he's more psychopathic.
Yeah. I mean, the man died because he played the character.
Yeah, because he actually got too into yeah. the character. I would say,
but that's what happens when you're a method actor too. So.
Yeah, yeah, that's very true.
But anyway.
And Christian Bale's actually a method actor as well. He actually, yeah, he fucking does that shit really well.
Didn't he beat up someone during the filming of one
no,
of the movies?
No, he like really told off somebody, like just like he just snapped one time
yeah.
on Terminator Salvation on one of the camera, like or on the crew guys. And he was
oh, really?
Like, dude, you're in my fucking shot and shit like that. And he's like, who do you work for? And stuff like that. I'm like,
no, I think he did. I thought he...
We're done professionally.
I thought he beat up somebody during the Batman series.
Really?
I think it was during the beginning of the filming of the second one.
Maybe.
I think he was in New York or something.
God.
And
yeah, he's very into his work.
He beat
so.
Somebody up, if I remember right. He beat up, I want to say it was like a young, like someone in their early 20s.
My God.
Think they
was it
some...
on the set or was it just like out in the street?
No, I think it was out on the street.
I'm Batman.
No, I think it was out on the street. I think the guy did something to provoke him.
Wouldn't
and...
that be funny if he's so in the character even outside
I'm
of work?
Batman.
He's like, I'm Batman, and he just like punches somebody in the face. Even
how,
Batman
how does
do
he how does he do his voice?
You just it's like a kind of a raspy
yeah,
like
a
low
raspy.
Voice. So he can hide his real identity, man. Yeah.
And Pete Holmes. Definitely
oh, yeah. Pete
up
Holmes
there
funny.
In comedy.
When
Batman.
The comedy part comes in, yeah. He's yeah, he's a pretty good comedian. So yeah.
Where are the other drugs going?
yeah. That's
anyway.
Pretty serious. So I know you know about this. The Portal Steam console
yes.
has been announced. It has a price. It's $299 right off
and
the bat.
And this is for just like the console. You don't need anything along with it.
Right. I think it comes with a controller.
Well, yeah,
it's
like any superior console,
right.
Xbox,
yeah.
PS4.
Yeah,
or something
it
like
comes
that.
With everything that you need to get started.
Yeah,
basically.
The cords, the system, and yes. a controller.
And it's $299 to pre-order right
That's
now.
It's kind of cheap.
It's kind
if
of
it's
cheap
good.
when it comes to what you're getting. Yeah,
if it does exactly what they're saying it can do, which
right.
To put in place what they're saying they can do is
play all.
They can play any and every Steam game.
They didn't say every Steam game. They said up to like 4,000 of the library. You can't play every single one, but
you can't play every single one. But
right.
they said that you can play almost any game, and the games that you can play at full resolution,
right.
highest quality. Mm-hmm. At 60 frames a second.
Yeah.
So, if someone buys this and they go to play Grand Theft Auto 5 and they play on Ultra and it does not run at 60 frames a second,
right.
then Steam messed up.
They either messed up or they need to fix it.
Or they need to,
which
yeah,
they could do with like patches.
But
and
that's pretty
like
much what
they're
promising. They're promising you
yeah.
can play all games that you're able to play.
Right.
All games on Ultra setting at 60 frames a second,
which is pretty going to be amazing.
That's
going
to be amazing
that's
because
real.
That beats out pretty much any and every computer that you can buy. Which a computer like that would probably cost you on the upper
upwards
hand
of like $1,500 or more.
Upper hand of like $10 to $1,200.
Yeah,
yeah.
To be able to play like crazy good.
That's buying it at the best deal you can. At the best time, like during Black Friday.
Right.
Or yeah. whatever. You can get it on any regular day. You're looking at the upper hand of probably around $2,000.
Yeah, which is crazy.
And which the fact that they're selling this for $300 when they were initially, if I remember right, they were initially pushing I think $599 to $699.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're talking about this is the pre-order price, and then after that, it's going to go up for the actual like launch of it. That way, this is just like what you're getting because it's like an early access kind of like towards it. It may not have everything added to it.
If I had $300, I would definitely probably get it.
Yeah. I do kind of want to wait.
The only problem is I haven't seen because mainly they haven't released the entire list of what you can play.
Right.
And the only way they would get me to buy this is if I own at least 50 games.
Sure.
Already.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
I have on the upper hand of around 150 games on Steam.
And you would think you'd be able to link up your Steam library.
Yeah,
with
and you would think hopefully. That out of the 150, I should be able to play at least 70%.
Yeah.
Because I'd say 70% of my games that I own are popular.
Yeah.
There's probably about 30% that were off-brand, like, indie-ish games that were under $5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I would assume that maybe
like
some
all
of
the big
lower,
games,
like,
Dishonored, GTA, all my
be...
Batman games.
Yeah.
I should definitely be able to play
this. You would think so.
Steam console at 60 frames a second at ultra settings.
If this does what it says it does, I will get one, and then I'll be able to actually play computer games at a normal, actual, nice, like, speed and not lagging or anything like that. And I can fucking record them.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
Hopefully. You might still need PBR, but you got one, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. So that's going to be cool. It's called the Smock Zero. That's the name of it. It's called the Smock Zero. How do you
Why
feel about
Smock?
That? I don't know. How do you feel about that title?
It's okay.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, a lot of people are just going to call it Steam Machine.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is, and that's what it will always
be.
They're either going to call it the Steam Machine, or they're just going to call it Steam.
Yeah.
Like, the PlayStation's called...
The Steam Box.
Most people call the PlayStation either the PS4 or the 4.
Right.
Most people
Who calls
call
it the 4?
I've heard a lot of people call it
Some
4.
Some really cool people, because that's really that's really short.
I've heard a lot of people call the Xbox One
the
either
one?
The One or the X-Bone.
That sounds very, like, I don't know, narcissistic. This
no,
is the One.
No. A lot of people call it the One, because that's easier to say. What'd you call the 360? The 360.
I would say my Xbox 360.
You would say the full thing.
Yes, I
would. 360.
I normally say the whole thing.
Like,
I do say PS4, though.
Well, it's weird, because you'd think, people who called PlayStation 4 the 4, they call it 3 for the PS3, but they don't. 4 just sounds better.
They, 3 is the same, like...
I don't know. 4, it just... I guess it kind of sounds cool.
So when it comes out with PS5, are they going to call it...
No, they'll probably call it PS5. I don't know. It's just something with
Le
the 4.
Cinco.
No, I've heard PlayStation people, like people who work for PlayStation,
call it
4. Yeah. It's weird. I don't know if it's like a new trend they're trying to start or something, but like at
Make
Gamescom,
it kind of edgy and cool.
No. At Gamescom, who was it? Someone did an interview, not an interview, but someone was talking to. Well, they didn't interview. They were being interviewed.
Right.
They worked for PlayStation, or they worked for a company that was releasing something specifically on PlayStation, and they called it the 4. They said
that seems weird.
They said our game is coming out. And like they agreed with it. Like the guy said, it's exclusively coming out for the PS4, right? And the guy was like, yes, it's exclusively coming out for the 4.
I can't remember.
He called it
that,
the
dude.
4. I'm like, I saw this and I was like,
how much?
That's kind of cool.
How much harder is it to say PS4?
I don't know.
What kind of time do we live in now, Michael? That we can only
we
say
have
one.
To, we have
one
to cut it
number.
Down so deep,
we have to cut it down so much that we just save time. That's dumb. I just call the Xbox One Expo. That's easy. Expo.
Yeah.
I call PlayStation the, 4 the plays.
I call it the One and Xbox 4 or PS4.
I actually kind of like the One. It's kinda cool.
Well, it's not the One. It's just One.
I like the One.
Like the One. The One sounds douchey because it's like,
because
ours is the One.
I know, but I like that. Even though it is douchey, I like the
And
way
I've,
it sounds.
I've heard some people call it the X1.
That sounds kind of cool.
That's I mean, it says X for Xbox. All
right. So can I call it the P4?
Sure.
Take out that S.
Sure.
I'll cut out the middleman and just be P4.
A lot of people still call it just the PS too, because I mean,
why?
Well, they call it the PS because it's PlayStation and everyone knows what the dominant PlayStation machine is right now. It's the PS4.
I'm just gonna call it the P quadruple S. How about that?
Okay.
There's four S's.
That works.
All right. Cool.
And I'm gonna call it the XB.
That's fine.
Because there's only one X and one B.
Sure.
For the X, the Xbox 360, I'm going to call it the XB. Times 360.
God.
You get the joke.
No, I understand. I get the joke. Jesus.
That made a noise.
So, it definitely did. So, now that we're on to something else, you didn't know about this, which is insane because I know you watch this a lot.
Excuse me. You're right. I watch about what was on there.
Yeah, Fallout 4. You watch a lot of Fallout 4. Yeah. Stuff. Yeah.
You told me this, and I really wanted to look it up, but I still didn't. And
so,
I don't. It's weird.
Apparently, hold on. So, here's the thing.
God damn it, Gamescom. God damn it, Internet.
Oh my God,
I'm pouring shit.
At Gamescom, they showed an exclusive Fallout 4, like a little bit of like gameplay.
Okay.
And it was like a behind the closed doors like gameplay.
You guys are sitting there probably like, what the fuck is he talking about?
No, they probably know.
Ah.
I bet you. Anyway.
Being me, I am the one of them. You're right. I do. At least one of them knows because I know now.
Now. And not yet, though. You don't know yet.
Well, not yet.
Hold on. All right, so at Gamescom, they did some behind the closed doors like fucking gameplay with like certain select people, and apparently some people actually just like filmed it and leaked it online. Who would do this?
Oh my gosh, those people are so bad. How dare they release?
I'm still fucking looking for Captain America Civil War stuff from D23, but it's not gonna happen. Anyway,
it'll happen eventually. When the movie comes out, you'll see it.
Yeah, thanks. fuck you. So apparently, okay, so everything got taken down. YouTube, Vimeo, all the normal stuff. But they found a workaround to put it up on Pornhub.
Like,
under a very, like, descriptive...
What is that descriptive, discreet name?
All right, it was something like... like, Blocky Man's Ass.
I'm gonna look this up, and I better see Fallout 4 stuff.
It was like, yeah, no.
So is it porn?
No, it was...
It's just
it was
Fallout
the leak,
4 footage.
It was the leaked gameplay on Pornhub, and Pornhub didn't get rid of it.
I was going to say, I'm surprised they haven't got rid of it, because...
And it has over 200,000 views right now.
Because, like, their standards, you would think their standards would be...
To watch it first.
Well, not that. Their standards would be, if it's not porn, we don't want it.
Right.
Kind
yeah.
of like...
That's what I mean.
Kind of like Twitch is like, if it's not...
Yeah.
If it's not gameplay, don't stream.
Or game commentary.
Or game commentary, don't stream it.
Yeah. No, I understand. But Pornhub apparently hasn't gotten rid of it yet. I don't know about right now as we're recording this, but...
I'm going to look
for
this
a few
up.
Days,
wanna...
they kept it up there. It got over 200,000 views, and it is just about maybe like 5 minutes of Fallout 4
gameplay. But what is it?
Gameplay.
Just
exclusive gameplay that hasn't been shown yet. And...
this is amazing.
What
has our world gone to?
The taglines were like homemade, big ass...
What is this world come to where we have to... Game companies are so, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Are so particular and
afraid
of their stuff getting out there mm-hmm. that people are posting it on the dumbest of sites.
Well, the thing is, like, they tried everything else, but then eventually they had to go to the lowest one that, like, oh, they won't buy it
why
on
not,
here.
Why not put it under Reddit?
Reddit usually has some pretty harsh guidelines on something.
True, but like.
So Reddit kind of does it.
Put it on Reddit as Fallout 1 glitch or Fallout 3 glitch.
Yeah. But now, now that it is getting so much like attention, like in the media, I'm sure they know about it now. And
I'm sure they know about it now, but yeah. I'm sure there's a bunch of people that repost it every time it gets taken down.
Yeah, now that they have and they've seen it, they downloaded it.
Well, no, see, that's the thing. Someone post it, 100,000 people see it. They take it down.
Yeah.
Five more people post it.
Because they got
500,000 people see it.
Exactly.
They take all five down.
That's how leakage
works, man. 20 more go up.
If one goes down, a lot more come up because they all downloaded it.
Well, because, like, honestly, I'm not going to lie. If I saw, not necessarily on Pornhub, mm-hmm. but if I saw.
Why would I be there? I'm not watching porn, Mom.
I'm never there. But seeing, if I saw something that I thought was leaked. Mm-hmm. That I hadn't heard about anywhere else before.
Yeah,
leaked.
I would quick capture that.
Oh, I would immediately download.
Yeah, yeah.
Either immediately download or immediately screen capture.
Yeah,
definitely. And that's
I do
not,
both. Just make sure one happens.
Yeah,
doesn't
that's
work.
That's not me just wanting to be that way. That's me like, oh, this is something I've never seen
this
before.
This
is I
really
just
want for
this.
Me. And in case it goes down, I'm gonna watch it later.
Which, by the way, I have something to show you when we're done. But all right, anyway.
Please. I hope it's leak porn news. All right,
it's not.
Emma Watson. So yeah, that's basically it, man. Just fucking leaked on porn. Yeah.
I have a couple things I want to add.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
It's not about this.
Okay.
It's about a different subject.
All right, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I
mean, I'll decide whether or not I cut this out.
No, you don't cut this out.
We'll see. We'll see.
So recently, as of, it was either yesterday or the day before.
Right.
We got some news on some possible remasterings of two series.
Okay.
One being, we got extra leakage, kind of.
Okay.
Anal leakage.
On Pornhub?
No, of,
what a combo.
Of, Batman.
Okay.
The Arkham series.
Okay, sure.
And...
Without Origins or with Origins?
I'll get to that. And fine. Call of Duty.
Yeah, that kind of...
So, the Call of Duty thing, at Gamescom, Xbox reinstated,
okay,
we're going to have backwards compatibility.
All right.
And they actually gave
a
list.
In case you didn't hear it the first time, I'm going to beat your head around.
No, they gave a list
with
it. So, like, they were like...
Oh, what, not everything's going to be backwards compatible?
Mm-mm. Because certain developers are saying, we don't want this.
I gotcha.
So, they gave a very short list of companies that have said yes, and then they, and a few companies that everyone figured, okay, they're gonna say yes too,
like Halo,
didn't.
Oh no.
So
tell me the bad news first. Tell me what's not gonna be on there.
Some of those included, like, Bungie said they would.
Okay.
Even though they released Master Chief Edition.
Okay, that's fine.
There's
still ones that on there.
I think
there's still Halo games that were on.
EA, I think, announced and said they would. Mm-hmm. So a lot of sports games will
come back.
That's
a pretty good collection
if wanted.
Games,
yeah. One that everyone was like, they're definitely, there's no way they're not gonna have it.
Oh no.
Was Activision.
Really?
Not just Call of Duty, it was Activision.
Wow.
Activision did not state that they were going to accept backwards compatibility.
Not yet. Right.
So, a lot of people are going
to... They haven't said no, right?
No. Okay. A lot of people are thinking two things. Okay. One, like you said, mm-hmm, Activision's going to wait, okay, and they're going to announce it at somewhere else.
When they already have an HD collection, and then they already buy it, and then like, by the way, there's...
But a lot of people are thinking, okay, Activision's going to wait, and they're going to announce it when they have a panel or something like that, where it's just them talking. It's not the people who... on Xbox talking,
right,
it's Activision themselves,
right,
talking. They're gonna
be
like, "Hey, we're gonna have backwards compatibility on Xbox."
Okay, don't wet your pants, all right, guys. Yeah. Don't cry. All right.
But then there's a lot of people, and I'm kind of the same way. I mean, mainly, I'm not really, because this is for Xbox,
right,
but I kind
of
am.
But that might be a reason why I get Xbox, because I have a lot of Xbox games for the 360 that I could use.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people are hoping that this means backwards remakes,
mm-hmm,
of certain CODs.
Right.
So a lot of people are hoping COD 4, World at War.
That's the only one.
COD 4 and World at War are the two.
COD 4.
COD 4 and World at War are the two that people are like, oh my god, they need to remake this.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of people are like, okay, I mean, I would accept, like, if they made a remake of COD 4.
Here's what
COD
I'll
4,
accept.
Modern Warfare, and Modern Warfare 3 together.
Modern Warfare 3?
Yeah.
Why? That's the
worst
one.
Together, like a Modern Warfare remake.
Oh, you mean MW2, MW1, and MW3.
Yeah, COD 4.
I heard World at War for some reason.
COD War.
Right.
COD 4.
You heard it here first, folks. There's a new Call of Duty called COD War.
COD 4, Modern Warfare 2, and Modern Warfare 3.
Yes.
As one disc.
Right.
But it's the COD, it's the
Modern
Warfare
collection. Collection.
Yes. And a lot of people are hoping that...
The Black Ops collection.
No, Black Ops probably wouldn't be a collection.
It has three now, going to be.
Yeah, but 3 is going to be released
on the next gen, they wouldn't
do that until probably PS5 or Xbox Zero.
God, I don't want to talk about that right now. Keep going.
We get about 7 years before that.
This will be Xbox negative one.
But anyway, and... So a lot of people are thinking, like, maybe a Modern Warfare collection and probably World at War, maybe Black Ops 1.
I wouldn't mind those three. COD 4, World at War, Black Ops.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
Yeah. I would take those three.
Those
are the three I really want. I mean, I wouldn't mind Black Ops 2 because I really liked it, but it's too new.
That's the only Call of Duties I don't mind.
Yeah. Black Ops 2 is too new. But anyway, switching to the other one, Batman. We didn't get... It's all rumors, but it's rumors of what people have said. It's rumors of what Rocksteady people have said.
Oh, okay.
And
when
Warner,
you just said people, I'm like, yeah, that's what rumors
are.
There's, like, a lot of people talking.
Warner Brothers people.
Oh, right.
Let me see. They have stated... because there's still a lot of bugs in Arkham City.
Mm.
And there's a lot of bugs in Arkham Origins. So a lot of people are thinking... That's not the only reason that they're thinking this. A lot of people are thinking, though, that... Okay, the reason why they're not is because it's an older game, but maybe they're going to be making a remake of it.
True. And it's going to be, like, brand new. All
right. There was a tweet that went out, and I wish I had took a screenshot of it.
Yeah. Did it raise it?
Yeah.
Oh.
There was a tweet that went out from, who was it? It was, It was either Kevin Conroy or Mark Hamill.
Ooh.
And
big boys.
And it said something on along the lines of re-recording some lines from a game.
Alright.
And it was something very vague like that.
Sure.
And it was like hashtag
Hashtag remastering.
Well, it was like hashtag it was like hashtag retake. Or something like that.
Alright.
And a lot of people, it was up there for all of like
2 seconds.
I think it was like 2 minutes. Oh my God. And it was taken down.
Wow.
And I dug to find this. I heard about it and I was like, no way. And I probably dug for about an hour where I finally found someone who took a screenshot of it.
Nice.
On like a subreddit that was like deep buried into the heart of Reddit. But
I mean, probably actually. That makes a lot of sense that they would do that, I guess.
But it was up there, and it was something like that, and a lot of people who saw it freaked out. They're like, "What would he be doing?" Because the only games that he's done that are big and recent are Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, and Arkham Knight.
Right.
Well, I doubt he's redubbing.
And also, he's doing like cartoon stuff too. He's doing like the movies. Like
yeah,
the
anime I doubt
movies,
he's redubbing or retaking anything from Arkham Knight.
No. Or maybe he just sucks at his lines and he has to redo them
because
he sucks.
Unless, yeah, but then why would he do
it? I'm joking.
Because he said something like going back.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, and I doubt they're working on DLC for Arkham Knight now. They've probably already got that.
That's probably already done. Yeah.
Yeah.
You would think so.
So unless they're rewriting lines for some of it, a lot of people are thinking because I think about the same time just here a week or so ago. Some people found some vocal mistakes in some of Arkham Asylum.
What do you mean?
Also, like he said some stuff wrong. Like it says, or maybe he didn't say some stuff wrong, but they said
the worst take.
Well, it said one thing in the titles.
Oh,
in
the
subtitles,
text was different.
But he said something different.
Right. Okay. All right.
Gotcha. Which you would think. Oh well, they would just change the subtitles and do an update or whatever.
That would be easier than doing the entire.
But
like,
a lot of people are thinking, okay, because the game's fucking 7 years old now, mm-hmm. 6-7 years old, mm-hmm. that they're probably not going to throw out a patch.
Yeah, they just don't care.
So a lot,
because I mean, it's
well,
all.
Yeah.
And it's not that big a deal.
So a lot of people are.
It is a big deal. Though.
So a lot of people are thinking and really hoping that this means an Arkham remaster,
right.
Arkham Asylum, Arkham City,
and. I assume Origins is in there.
I would assume Origins.
I think that triple pack and Arkham Knight's already on the next gen with those three. That'd be cool.
Honestly, because Arkham Origins was made for PS4.
Right.
It was built on PS4.
I wouldn't mind Origins being in there, but even though it's just disgusting, nasty.
Well, it was built on PS4. Any screenshots you've seen were made on PS4.
That's weird, too. That,
I don't know why they didn't wait until PS4 came out, made it an open title, or what.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are thinking, since that's a thing, and it was made on, PS4, pretty much made on PS4.
Right. Yeah.
That means that eventually probably will come to PS4 and Xbox One. Yeah. But a lot of people, me included, are
I know
really
you
pulling for that remaster. Cause like,
I do too. Actually, that'd be great.
Love playing Arkham Asylum, Arkham City.
Yeah.
But if I could get more crisp graphics.
Just want better graphics and all
if
that.
If I could see his man pecs a little better. I want to see his man pecs a little better.
That's what I want to see.
Like that would
see
be.
His, I want to see like the sweat dripping off of his man bulge.
I'm not lying, because there's spots in Arkham City where it's raining
and you can see the rain dripping off his bat bulge.
No, but like
probably
it's raining. If I could play Arkham Asylum, or maybe not Arkham Asylum, but just Arkham City,
mm-hmm.
in the almost the same graphics as Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I would probably give about $100 for this remaster if they
my
did it.
God.
If they did it and it looked like Arkham Knight, I would give $100 for it.
Wow!
Don't get any ideas, Rocksteady.
They got you by
but
the balls.
But me personally,
right? Yeah, I know.
I would pay $100.
I know.
Maybe on the upper hand, $120. To play two games
the same amount as two new brands making new games.
Jake. I have bought GTA now 3 times.
I know, man.
for three different systems.
I bought it twice.
At $60 a piece.
I know. But here's the thing, this is one game.
And I
well,
like
it's three games, but
and I like Batman.
It's older games.
And I like Batman more than I like GTA.
I know that. I know you do. I know that.
Although I've bought it twice, but yeah. not $60 pop.
Yeah, no.
I've got Arkham City, Arkham Asylum, Arkham Origins for both PS3 and PC for under $75.
That's pretty good.
Six games for under $75. I'd be willing to give $120 for them if they did a remaster.
Jesus, I would pay $50 to $60 for the three pack.
I'm gonna throw this in here
because they're old. They're
I'm
older.
Gonna throw this in here just so you can have it.
All right, great.
In this,
well, this will be the ending before I do the comics.
Yeah, this will be the last thing I have to say because I was talking to a friend about it the other day.
All right,
and I was thinking about it. How cool would it be? They couldn't do it with all three games, because Arkham Asylum or Arkham City and Arkham Origins were the same pretty much.
Okay.
How cool would it be is if they reconstructed Gotham a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and they made the bridge between Asylum and City.
Oh, you mean connected the worlds?
Yes.
That would be crazy.
How cool would that be? Like,
that would be
I'm
insane.
Playing Arkham. I'm playing Arkham. Now, what it would
that
make,
would definitely be a way to get people more like
put it this way. Put it this way. You couldn't go to either one until the game was over.
Sure.
Because it wouldn't. And
then you can free roam.
Well, because it wouldn't make sense. Because Joker would be in both spots.
Right.
One he'd be sick. One he'd be a Titan.
Yeah, I know.
Wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
But after you beat the game, the bridges get unconnected or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you can walk or take Arkham Knight's Batmobile and put it in there.
That'd be really cool.
And you can drive to. I would definitely pay $120 for.
I'd be more inclined to pay more.
Yeah.
But I doubt. Not that they would do that, but doubt that they would, I guess, make you pay more money than they would already. You know, that's just like an added thing. Like, oh, here's a thing to make you want to buy it.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be like a crazy amount.
Like, I thought that would be so cool. And I was like,
that'd be cool.
At first, I was like, whoa, dude, if they could make it a trilogy, Arkham Origins included.
Right.
And they could put them all in the same. That would be awesome.
Yeah,
but cool. Unfortunately, you couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Because Arkham City is in Arkham Origins.
Yeah.
Without the walls.
Yeah.
Now.
But Asylum and City would be cool.
Yeah, like the only way they could do it is if, like, maybe for example, and it would be weird, so they would never do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if like there was a switch, so like you could have like Asylum and City, and then you could like
do Origins,
like you could
Asylum.
Well, like you could reload the game or
that'd
whatever,
cool.
And it would be Asylum and Origins, like Asylum at the beginning of Asylum, where it's not Ivy's takeover,
right?
In Origins,
that'd be cool.
And then, but then when you loaded the other one, it was. After Arkham Asylum and then after City.
That'd be pretty sweet.
That would be really cool, too.
That'd be pretty awesome.
I don't think they'd ever do that. I think that'd be way too much work.
That'd be crazy, yeah.
I think it'd be way too much work.
Yeah, I would think so.
Also.
But hey, man.
You can use Keaton's Batmobile in free roam now.
I know you can. That's pretty cool.
Oh, my God. They announced that, and I was like, yes.
That's pretty sweet, yeah.
Yes.
That's the only thing. That's not a skin. That's an actual, like, movable thing. That's
well, cool. It's still a skin.
I know that, but it's at least a little bit cooler than just
the
skin.
Only bummer,
over top
the only
of it.
Bummer is I still want to be able to play the actual game with it, and you can't play it until all the tanks are gone.
Yeah.
But hey,
it's a step.
You take some,
nice.
You lose some.
Yeah, that's fine.
I would rather take having to at least drive around Gotham in Michael Keaton's Batmobile,
right.
Than not even be able to drive around at all.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
But they did say because someone asked on Reddit, they said, are the skins, are the Batmobile skins available for free roam?
Okay.
And a Rocksteady worker
dev,
said,
yeah.
Yeah, dev, said, all Batmobile skins, except for the Joker mobile, are available in free roam.
Okay.
And that's what sparked this.
That's
a
cool.
Lot of people started saying, but Keaton doesn't have weapons. How are you going to do that?
Right.
And then that's when they released, it is, but you have to get rid of the tanks first.
Right.
So that
okay.
means.
That makes sense.
That means the tumbler, that's going to be either tank before or after tanks. At least it's going to be after tanks.
Right, yeah.
Even though it should be before.
Yeah.
But that means that's going to be there. There's a rumor about Jack Nicholson's Joker-mobile is going to...
Cool.
His Joker-mobile...
Yeah, I know.
...is going to be drivable.
That'd be sweet.
like, they said Jokermobile. I was like, what?
That's pretty sweet.
There was talk about that Batmobile from that movie being in it. They're talking about that.
From that movie?
They're talking about the actual Adam West
Batmobile. Oh, okay, all right. Oh, you mean the one where, the one with Jack Nicholson?
The Jack Nicholson Batmobile, okay, right. The one that's in that movie.
Okay.
I can't remember who was in that.
I can't remember either, actually.
I
remember Jack Nicholson was so great.
Yeah. there was that one. There's rumors about that one. The big one that I'm happy with is the, Adam West one.
Yeah,
because cool. they have the Adam, air quote, Adam West one.
Yeah, I know.
It's black it's skin, and though. Red. Yeah,
it's an actual just plastic art. Yeah, skin, yeah.
But which the fact that they're actually going to
add in the actual,
possibly
yeah.
put cool. in that open top convertible.
That would be cool.
Oh my god! Just give me now. I'm so happy about the season pass.
Yeah.
Telling you, dude, get the season pass.
I'm still thinking about it.
Because you got to think if you do want these Batmobile mm-hmm. skins. You're looking at probably $5.
Yeah.
$4 or $5 a piece.
I'm just...
Especially if they're drivable. Because yeah. they come with challenge packs.
I know. But what's the big deal with me waiting and then getting the season pass?
Well, no, that's fine. I still say you should get the season pass.
I know, but I'm saying, like, I want to kind of weigh the options. If it's going to be cheaper for me to get ones that I actually like...
But what I'm saying is, even if you don't like the skins, they are kind of worth it. They are
I'm also
cool.
talking about the DLC, the actual story DLC.
Well, I know.
There's some that are kind of, like, stinkers that I don't want to get those.
They're all going to be good.
All right. Well, you said the Matter Family one was kind of so-so.
I'm still happy I played it, still happy I got it.
Yeah. All right, well, let's wrap up before we talk anymore. Yeah. So, the comics you guys should go read this week is Batman Black and White, which is a great, fantastic graphic novel.
Never seen it.
It's great. They actually have a movie about it. You can watch the movie while you read the comic
that.
Book.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it's really good. And actually, like, it's pretty much just page for page, just right out of the comic book. It's great. You guys can go check out Fallout New Vegas, All Roads. It's another graphic novel. It's about $25 on wherever you get it. It's pretty great. It's just all about the game and kind of like the lore behind it, which is cool. Especially because Fallout 4 is coming out, so just go read that.
Yeah.
And then also, just for fun, go read the Uncanny X-Men series, because it's a great series. It's fantastic. And I know, a lot of people that like it. And I like it too. It's okay.
Yes. As you were writing
stop
this,
talking.
As you were writing this earlier, I was trying to think of a better Batman.
Yeah,
because Black and White's okay.
Yeah, well, you thought about the new joke or the Killing Joke.
The Killing Joke, but then I thought about another one. I can't remember what it was called. Oh,
Year One.
No, Zurinar or whatever his name is.
He does have his own series, but it's not called that.
I can't remember. But
I can't remember what it's called.
Zurinar Batman.
Yeah.
The series is really great.
And the costume is pretty cool, too.
I can't remember. All I know is it's Alien Batman.
Yeah.
That's all I can remember, and it's really good. What is it called?
It has a weird name.
I thought that's what it was called.
It might be, but I just know that it's, like, called something and then featuring blah, 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 Batman.
Yeah, I can't remember. Just search...
The new Batman.
Search Zurinar Batman.
Yeah, if you can spell that.
Yeah, which, I mean, it was also a skin for, a new skin for Arkham Knight.
Yeah,
which was really cool.
Yeah.
Just search Zur... Batman.
Yeah, you'll
come
it.
Up.
It
or Z it's... or Z Batman.
Yeah.
It's either Zurinar or R and Zur. I think Zurinar sounds better, so I'm guessing that's what it is.
But just because it sounds better doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah, because I think it's Z U R E N and then A R H Batman.
I don't know how to spell it.
Zurinar. No, yeah, I think that's it. Zurinar Batman.
All right. Well, anyways, guys, I will see you next week. Nobody else will be on here. It's just gonna be me. Oh, back to the old.
And if you want to check out a better podcast...
Oh, yeah, what do you want to plug?
Check out mine.
Yeah, go check out
Michael. Glitch Gaming, and it's amazing.
Yeah, go check it out. I was on
once a month, maybe half a month, I don't know.
Yeah, well, it hasn't happened yet, so next month.
Yay!
At the beginning of September, you'll have a new episode.
September 1st, go check out Michael's channel.
Yeah.
But not you. Maybe.
Well,
if you want to be.
I say no. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll probably already be, like, super swamped, so...
But
I'll make time for November.
Yeah.
For November.
It depends what's coming out. Like, there might be 1 month and I'm like, you gotta be on it. Depending on what comes out.
If there's a new Sly Cooper game, if there's a new Infamous game, if there's a new Spider-Man game, I'll be there.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll talk about more later.
All right, peace out.